want to thank all of you for partnering in and helping us buy this equipment that we have today to broadcast this live. If you'd like to continue to make a donation to that, you can send it in or go online or just drop it in the offering. Cover all the expenses of what we have with this, but God is good. In Mark chapter 7, I'll give you time to find it. How many here have ever been faced with a situation where there wasn't just one struggle, but multiples? Probably all of you. Many times we can look at the situation and we'll gauge, well, this is severe and this is not as severe or light. But I really believe that the Lord wants us to put a demand upon His Word. That many times we look in the flesh at the situation to say, man, I don't know if that could be done, or I don't know if the Lord can use me in that. I want us to move from that to say that if God be for us, who can be against us? And since He's the God of the miraculous, that we need to step out in faith, even if in the natural it seems like it's a hard thing. We're going to meet a gentleman that Jesus is going to touch here that's not only deaf, he's also mute. He has a speech impediment. And Jesus is going to minister and heal that. It's like double trouble for sure. In Mark chapter 7, hopefully you found it. I want to start with verse 32, Mark 7:32. And they brought unto him one who was deaf and had a speech impediment, and they begged him to lay hands on him. His sense of hearing was gone. You wonder how many times that we take for granted even hearing. This gentleman is missing out on the sounds of life, the birds singing, really other people talking. Very difficult to have. Also, with the speech problem, when you really can't hear, it's kind of hard to speak because you can't hear yourself. But look at verse 32. And they brought unto him one. I believe when miracles manifest, intercession is always engaged. Notice they brought him to Jesus, and they begged him that he would put his hands on them. I want to have that heart where if there's a need, man, Lord, touch him, that we bring him to Jesus. I believe a lot more miracles would be done if we're engaged in this situation. That we're getting them, that we want so bad for them to be healed, that we're going to just go out and speak a word and come on in and, Lord Jesus, touch them. That's a great place to be. Notice that they brought him, that he might put his hands on them. In Luke 41, verse 40, many times they brought people to Jesus, and he laid hands on them and healed them of all their disease. In Luke 13:13, he laid hands on her and immediately she was healed. Even the Apostle Paul in Acts 28, verse 8, there's a gentleman that had a fever. He laid hands on him and immediately he was healed. Like today, we need to see this happen. The laying on of hands to see the intercession manifest in healing. It's releasing power to mankind. Whoever his friends were, they wanted him to be whole. We also need to do that. We need to look over mankind and say we want them whole. Whatever infirmities, that we bring them to Jesus. And that we have such a level of intercession that we're getting them to Jesus. Lord, touch them. Lord, work in them. But notice by the laying on of hands, it's manifesting. If you've been around for a while, most of Pentecost now is moving away from the things of the Spirit. We need to get back to those things, the laying on of hands, the speaking in other tongues. Those are gifts given to the church to minister, and we need it all the more today. Look at verse 33, Mark 7:33. And he took him aside from the multitude, and he put his finger in his ears, and he spit upon his tongue and touched his tongue. Notice he took him aside. I looked at this and I wondered why. I got a couple of possible reasons here. One is that he didn't want to put him on display. Second thing, he didn't want the multitude to become some kind of superstition or a strange way. And thirdly, maybe to be undisturbed in meeting the needs. There are times that we need to do this also. It may be a private thing that they're dealing with. Maybe they don't want to let the people know the need. The person who's praying needs to discern that. Sometimes it's personal that not everyone needs to be involved in the situation. And I've learned this. Sometimes you just got to put away unbelief. Some just won't even believe. But he took him aside. I believe that he wanted to minister him personally. That many times when you can't hear, it's hard to respond, but he's going to touch his ear, maybe signifying that, hey, I'm going to do something to you. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to minister to you. Look at verse 33. And he took him aside, he put his finger in his ears, and he spat upon his tongue. I like this, that it's going to be unusual. It's going to be a way that, man, who does this? Who can manifest this? He's going to spit and touch his tongue. He's going to moisten his finger and touch his tongue. It's like God himself is opening up this gentleman. I don't know if this is the first time he's ever heard, if he's been deaf from his mother's womb. I'm not really sure. But I do know in the next few moments, this gentleman's life is going to drastically change. We need that too. We need that power to be available, not only in the church service, but on the streets, that people's lives can be drastically changed. It doesn't say much about this gentleman's spiritual life either. I don't even know if he was a believer, but now they brought him to Jesus. And when you bring somebody to Jesus, he always restores. When I look at saliva, I looked up a few verses in Mark 8, verse 23, in John 9, verse 6, all these areas there that even spit in clay and made a man's eye, touched him. It's like that oil became, that saliva became like an oil, a conductor of God's power. It's like he wasn't just giving them a wet willy, but faith comes by hearing. Look at verse 34. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said, Ephphatha, which means be opened. I often wonder about this sighing too. Can you imagine Jesus just groaning over man's his creation, knowing that sin has ravaged, that he made man and woman so they could see and hear. And he sighed in heaven. It's like a deep groan within. But notice that he looked up to heaven and he spoke and he said, be opened. These groanings of over his creation, that sin has ravaged his body. But he looked to heaven. We also need to look to heaven. We need to ask our Heavenly Father in Jesus' name that if we really believe that, I believe more miracles will manifest. And I'm speaking to me too. I want to see more miracles come to pass in the services, on the streets, to step out in that area. This gentleman is deaf. He's given him a sign, I'm going to touch your ears, I'm going to touch your tongue. And now he's going to open that up. He's going to speak a word. He's going to open, as it were, the womb of the Spirit. He's going to release the power of God. In Romans 8, verse 26, likewise the Spirit helps our weaknesses. For we don't know how to pray. The Spirit itself makes intercession with groanings too great for words. Look at verse 34, Mark 7, 34. And looking up to heaven, he spoke a word. It says, be opened. The cure working word. I said the cure working word. Be open. He commanded that and it happened. That's a marvelous thing. We need to speak that also. When somebody can't hear, somebody can't speak, be opened. The miracle is going to manifest. Look at verse 36. Then he commanded them that to tell no one. But the more he commanded them, the more they wily spoke it. When the miracle manifests, he said, listen, don't publish it. You don't have to do that. But in verse 37, it says, we're astonished beyond measure, for he's done all things well. He makes the deaf to hear and the mute to speak. It's the effects of the miracle. There was great joy, there was wonder, there was admiration. And I probably would have been just as guilty here. The Lord said, don't share it. I probably would have publicized it too. I can't fault these folks here. I probably would have done the same. But notice the scripture says that he's done all things well. That's how the Lord does things. He does all things well. When people chide him or speak evil of him, they really don't know the Lord. Maybe the situation didn't work out like they thought it would, so they blame him. But when the Lord does something, he does all things well. But he spoke that word. Notice today, there are a lot of people who are deaf spiritually. They need their ears opened. They need a mouth so they can speak forth praises. This gentleman had the physical ailment. I see it also in individuals. In this country, We have people's ears that they need to hear. Jesus said, he who has an ear, let him hear. And also speak. There's a lot of blasphemy spoken today, but very few praises. I see a parallel today with this gentleman. We need that open too. If people can hear right, they can speak right. And notice that we need to hear first, then speak. Come on, we need to hear first, then speak. We got two ears and one mouth, I think is a good example. Too many times people speak too much, but they speak of their own spirit. But truthfully, it's not really engaged between mouth and ears. Today, more than ever, we're calling good evil and evil good. That needs to stop. The church needs to arise with truth and healing in their wings. When I see the world today, spiritual deaf people have a hard time speaking truth. Well, Lord, open up the ears. Truthfully, if people knew who the Lord was, if they knew what was coming on the land, and they know what's going to happen at the end of the age, I believe that most would repent. I just finished the book of Revelation in my devotion. When you get to chapters 19 and on, when I read about the lake of fire, and those will be thrown in the lake of fire, it's a sobering thing that this is reality, that those that are fearful, abominable, doing terrible things, and the Bible says even all liars will be cast in. It's a kind of a sobering reminder that we need to get our life right. I wonder how many people have heard the message of the gospel but still are hard of hearing. They're still deaf to those truths. We need the Lord to open that. Notice, be open. In your prayer time, I want you to pray that over your family. Lord, their ears to be open to hear, their eyes to see. Like it says in Revelation, even for the church, that eye salve would be applied that they can see. I've seen believers be blinded really to the truths of Scripture when they allow fairy tales or opinions to set in rather than the Word of Almighty God. We need a country that their ears are open. We need to pray that. Be open. We need our families' hearts to be open. That spiritual life. This gentleman was deaf and dumb, unable to speak. It's like a double disease that needed a double cure. From double trouble to double cure, God's able to do it. He's able to take an evil heart of unbelief and take away that deafness, that deaf to the truth, and speaking from an evil heart to glorious hearing the gospel to a heart that's changed. When it comes to hearing right, we start to speak right. Like many of you, when you got your life right with the Lord, that all of a sudden you started to speak right. Maybe your speech began to change. A couple weeks ago, I asked the church here at Lighthouse how many went from four-letter words to five-letter words once you got saved. Then I asked the congregation how many have slipped after the fact. Maybe you cussed and like you didn't realize some of that was still down in there, that the Lord was still bringing that forth. That's a good thing to recognize. If you can recognize where you've fallen from, you can recognize how far you need to go in restoration. Thank God that he still restores, that I'm still being restored. I haven't arrived yet either, but thank God I'm not what I used to be. This man, when I look in Mark, he needed to yield himself. And it's like this. He was yielding himself to an unknown wonder miracle worker. They brought him to Jesus. It doesn't say how much he knew about. Well, I love that part. You can bring somebody to the Lord that has no clue who Jesus is. He'll reveal himself to that person. They stepped out. They knew that he could do it. Believers, if you know he can do it, he can bring a miracle, step out on it. Step out and bring somebody to the Lord. Lead them to Christ and pray for their needs. I really believe this, that they don't need to get saved before they can get healed. I believe God can do either one at any time, or do both at the same time. But I know that I've seen people get healed and became great believers after. In intercession, these folks would not be denied. They were going to get him to Jesus. They prayed, they went after. But once you get him to the Lord, let him do his part. Too many times we're trying to step over what the Lord wants to do. We need to be sensitive when we bring him to the Lord, because the miracle comes from the Lord. You're just the vessel he'll flow through or use to get to that. But every miracle comes from Him. So you need to be sensitive. For Jesus, He was going to do something that goes against all nature. He was going to spit on His finger and loose that guy's tongue. That's a miracle. That's unbelievable. Just like I read earlier, He spit in the clay and touched the guy's eye. What's up with that? When's the last time that miracle would manifest? How about today? How'd you like to be in a hospital and they rub some mud in your face? It just doesn't work in the natural, but that's what God wanted to do. We need to be sensitive during this time, especially during this miracle time, to be obedient. When I saw when Peter raised the girl from the dead, he knelt down next to the bed and he prayed. He was getting personal instruction on what to do next. We also need to be sensitive there. When it comes to these areas, we need to know how to move in this area. On Sunday, I'm dealing with being fit for the Master's use. And it's a powerful message on dealing with the Lord, dealing with us, getting us to that position where God can use us. When it comes to the miracle of intercession was engaged, and God was able to work. But the miracles were dependent upon God and a strict reunion with the Father. Notice he looked up to heaven. He was trusting his Father. His Father wanted to heal this gentleman. Jesus acted in faith and did it. We always need to look up to. We need to look up to Him in every area in this miracle. Maybe you need a miracle today. When I asked the congregation how many need a miracle, generally about two-thirds of the congregation says, I need to touch. I need God to work. Maybe you do too. Well, today's the day and now's the time. As we finish this message in a moment here, I'm going to pray for you too. There's been times that I've need God to touch me in a miracle. I am a cancer survivor. I know what it's like to hear that diagnosis and then hear the other side of the equation. But God's faithful. He'll never give you more than you can handle. But He'll see us through. Like you, I want to have a good journey in this life. We know this body is subject to decay. But while we're on this planet, I want to have a good journey. Go to a ripe old age, then be taken up into glory. When I prepared this message, I put a couple words of wisdom here in this. When Christ goes in and out, there's nothing but blessing. Notice that He does all things well. You get the Lord working in the need, there's nothing but blessing. I have to go against every preconceived idea, and I also have to be obedient to what He says. In the Old Testament, when Nahum needed a miracle, he said, go wash in this water, this dirty water, seven times, and the next time you come up, your skin will be new. Well, that's just unbelievable. Strike the rock and water will flow. That's unbelievable. A pillar of fire and a pillar of fire at night and a cloud by day. Those are all miracles. The axe head that floated. Everything that God does is unbelievable. It's supernatural. But all the more now He wants us to walk in that. In the early church, it seemed like they walked in more of faith in what God has. We have the same word, but I believe they trusted it more. Maybe less distracted, as it were. They focused in. We need to get back to that. The only thing good I can see coming out of this virus time is families have had more time together. And a lot of things were shut down to get our focus back on what's important. Well, what's important is Him. Next area in Word of Wisdom is this. We should be thankful that we can see and hear. If you've been graced with this, be thankful for it. It seemed like it's overlooked in so many times. I thank God I can hear and I can see. Glory be to God. When it comes to prayer, sometimes we just need to sigh over that need instead of speak. Sometimes you just need to groan in that area, leave the words aside, and step out. Trust the Holy Spirit will work. We should look at creation today and groan over it, that there's a lot of things that are misplaced. Even when it comes to nature, even nature is still out of order. One day the lion will lay down with the lamb. That'll be unbelievable. That'll be such a miracle. Creation groans. It does. When I look today, how many things are out of place and disoriented, even in this country. Let's pray, Lord, let's return again to the Lord, no matter who they are. And if somebody rubs you the wrong way, it isn't retaliation. It's to pray for them. Endure like a good soldier. I know this. When our words become holy, we start to sing His glory. I said, when our words are holy, we start to sing His glory. I have to believe that once this guy could hear and see, he gave glory to God. There isn't much narrative there, but if I could hear and I could see, man, my tongue was opened. I was no longer deaf, blind. I no longer could speak. Any of those miracles that would happen, I'd have to give glory to God. Now, we know in Scripture when the 10 lepers were cleansed, only one came back to praise His name. So a miracle doesn't keep you in the kingdom. But if God gives you a miracle, it should encourage your faith. When I look at some words of wisdom, Satan damages and ruins. He ruins everything. But Jesus repairs all things. We must start to realize that Satan's the author of confusion. He's the author of death. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That's his only motive. He may shelter it in other ways. He may shield it. He may even deceive others to say that he's an angel of light. But Satan's motives are always to steal, kill, and to destroy. And here's another thing Jesus said. He says, when he speaks a lie because the truth is not in him. So why would somebody want to follow a liar that speaks nothing but lies, tries to say it's good but it's not, and gonna steal from you, destroy everything you have, and ultimately kill every dream, plan, and life? That's how Satan really is. But Jesus has come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. That means now and forever. I want to walk in that abundant life. People need miracles today, and it's time for the church to arise, to do the intercession, to get them to the Lord, but also to pray. We can be used in this situation. Now, when it comes to the power gifts, the gifts of healing, miracles, signs, and wonders, we have to be a little more mature, because many times we'll take the glory onto ourselves, or I got to be the one praying for them. In this church, others can pray for people, not just the pastor. I believe people, God can flow through them just as much as those in leadership. Now, leadership's important, but I don't believe the gifts are held up by that. We can all pray and believe. When we start to pray, we need to look up to heaven like Jesus did and ask our Father in time of need. In time of need, that we trust in Him. Father, I'm asking you in Jesus' name to meet this need. There are a lot of people today that are still deaf of hearing and dumb towards the kingdom of heaven. Well, let's see that happen. Let's see a change in America. Let's see our ears open, our eyes to see, the lame to walk, the blind. Come on, we need to see this happen. That miracles begin to return. Maybe you're in a fellowship right now, a church that doesn't believe in any of this. It's time to step out and trust the Lord. When God begins to use you, you'll be excited about it. Those who brought this gentleman to Jesus, I believe, it said they were astonished at how much things. It's like the more you see the Lord work, the more you'll want to bring to Him. We need to step out in faith. What if this Sunday, somebody you brought got a miracle? Let's start with the miracle of salvation. That would make you happy. You'd want to reach some other people. How about they get healed of an ailment? How about God does it all for them? Heals them, saves them, does everything. You would be excited. You would be astonished. But it all came because they cared. It all came because they got them to the right source. Not just a church or a building. They got them to Jesus. And God used the people. Well, we have hands to lay hands on the sick. Let's do that. Let's start to release our faith to see these things done. Sometimes people are in double trouble. I've learned this. Sometimes when there's need, there's usually more than one need. God can meet that. If this gentleman had triple struggles, God could have met that too. Even life from the dead. When I see the miracles of being raised from the dead, Jesus has done it, Peter has done it, it's amazing what Scripture spoke about. I can't get any more than that. When you're dead, you're dead. You're gone. Life is gone. But yet God can still call that life back into that body. What a God we serve. Our God can do the impossible. Church, let's begin to step out in that. In the early morning prayer this morning, that we prayed that the country's ears are open again. We prayed that our family's ears are open. Because when you start to be able to hear right, you can start to speak right. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by God's word. Let's do that for our families. Many of them have so much noise going on, it's kind of hard to hear. Or they've been tuned out or deafened towards the things. In my own personal time, I'm still trying to reach out to individuals to come back to the Lord. Because it's the most important thing ever, is serving God. More than ever, time is short. We can't be fooling around out there in the world anymore. We need to come back to our King. Because I believe the Lord's return is near. Well, hopefully you enjoyed this devotion this morning. I want to pray for you. So if you would, whether you're listening to this on your television, radio, I want you to bow your heads for a moment. I want us to pray a prayer of faith. And when God does the miracle, I want you to send word in to encourage others. Whether you're listening here in Michigan or around this state or possibly around this world, I want you to begin to believe God to do it. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we humbly come before you. And Lord, I ask you, Lord, to meet every need in this audience, everyone who's listening to this word. We come against any sickness and disease. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to open up, Lord God, truly the womb of the Spirit. Miracles to be done from head to toe. Lord God, every personal need met according to your riches and glory. Satan, you have no hold nor authority to operate here. We come against every work of darkness. Father, we speak the word of life in this situation, and by your stripes we are healed. So, Father, heal your people today. Now, whatever that need is, I want you to begin to speak it out. Lord, you're my healer. Lord, you're my provision. We come against doubt and unbelief. From head to toe, be whole in Jesus' name. Internal organs, Lord, things that are personal, be whole in the name of Jesus. Father, for those that need to get their life right with you, forgive, Lord Jesus, all our sins. Ask him if you need to get the Lord right in your life today. Ask him, Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Come into my life. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I believe that you're the Son of God. I believe, Lord Jesus, that you died and rose from the dead according to the scriptures. So today, now I'm saved. Maybe you're standing in a gap for a family member or a friend or know somebody. Bring them to the Lord. This gentleman here received the miracle because somebody brought him to Jesus. This week, be about your Father's business. Be a soul winner. Live all out for him. Oh, well, God bless you. I hope you enjoyed this time this morning. We'll see you real soon. God bless you.